Dayton is the birthplace of aviation. Out in the countryside east of the city, one local pilot is using his passion to keep a part of aviation history alive. Community Voices producer Renee Wild chased him down and went on the ride of her life.
I'm speeding in my car down country roads, chasing after a small plane that's been buzzing the treetops of my farm. I follow it to a small grassy strip tucked amid fields of ripening corn and soybeans, and I watch the red biplane taxi down the runway and come to a stop. A half dozen people are milling around a plain-looking pole barn, which turns out to be a small hangar filled with a cluster of single-prop planes. I've just stumbled onto pilot Dewey Davenport's private airstrip. And that red biplane I've been chasing?
Well, the aircraft that's sitting outside is a 1930 D-25 New Standard. It's a barnstorming aircraft, and Ivan Gates had it designed so he can give rides during the flying circuses that they organized and things back in the 20s and 30s. There's only seven of these, or maybe eight of them now, flying, so it's a very rare and unique aircraft. It started out with a 1929 Travelair 4000, which I still have here.
That Curtiss Wright Travelair was originally owned by the famous Pepsi Skywriter Andy Steinus. So here in this unmarked pole barn, surrounded by farm fields, are two historic pieces of American aviation, and one pilot with a passion for keeping that history alive.
So they started back pre-20s, and they were World War I pilots. What these pilots did, they bought these surplus warplanes, then they started traveling the country, and they would land in a hayfield and offer rides. Barnstormers traveled around all over this country offering rides and making a living. And they still do it today. There's not a lot, but there are a few that are still really barnstorming.
Ann and Jeff Thomas traveled here today from Indiana to celebrate their first wedding anniversary.
It's just the greatest feeling in the world. It's better than any ride you could ever go on at Kings Island or anywhere else. It's pretty amazing.
Radial engines have a unique smell to them, and you're actually smelling the fields below you because you're in an open cockpit. You smell everything that's on the breeze. There's the smell of the old leather and the wood in the aircraft. It's a potpourri of aviation, and if they could bottle that, I would buy it. So
that's really what this is all about. You know, barnstorming is a lost history. And really, that's what I'm trying to relive. When I take you on a ride, I want you to step back 85 years. I want you to see the same things they got to see and feel and smell.
Maybe we can put him in the car.
Lou and Ann Horner have driven an hour from Columbus for Lou's 60th birthday.
I had a list of things that I wanted to do. And one of them was always ride in an open cockpit biplane. So I'm looking forward to this. This is going to be a big
deal.
Let's
try it out here. Ready? Clear prop.
Lou lets me tag along as he crosses this item off his life list.
It was amazing. There's nothing between you and the ground. It's like, I love looking at Google Earth and looking down at the maps. This is like up close and personal Google Earth.
That was amazing and one of the top 10 things that I have ever done.
It's the king of the barnstorming airplanes, and you actually got to ride in it. You know, a lot of people, when you get done, You see all the smiles, and they give you hugs, and they're very appreciative. But I really can't express how much I appreciate them taking that ride, because it makes me feel good. Because it's a passion. It's what I've really been wanting to do since I was a child, have a biplane and give rides.
For WYSO, I'm Community Voices producer Renee Wild. And this is Culture Couch.